Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Well, the Rotary Christmas on the Square is just around the corner. Everything will kick off on Friday night with Rotary Trivia. It will be held at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 6, play starts at 7. Teams of up to 8 on a team. It's $20 per person, which will include your meal, or $140 for a team of 8. You can come out and just enjoy the fun. If you don't have a team, come and we'll get you on a team. Then the next morning, there will be the Rotary Pancake Breakfast, which will be held at Fox Meadow Apartments. This will be pancakes, sausage, and drinks. They're serving from 8:30 until 10, and all youth who come will get to see Santa and get leave with a free book. Adult prices are $5 and kids $3. Then you can walk on over to the old high school gym to attend the vendor fair. We have almost 40 vendors this year. This will be held from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. I know 4-H will be there with our famous homemade candy. The Hamilton County HCE will be there with lots of homemade items and canned goods. And there's lots of vendors come out and enjoy the day, do a little Christmas shopping. Then youth can go to the Santa's Workshop from 3:30 to 5 in the courthouse lobby. All youth through 6th grade can come in and get 2 free gifts. And then get them gift wrapped. So pick something out for mom or dad or grandma and come in, get those gift wrapped for you. And this costs nothing. And then at 5:30, it will be the Lit Christmas Parade. This year's theme is A Night at the Movies. So get your floats ready. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll have a nice night. Then following the parade, youth can come down to the basement of the courthouse. And 4-H will sponsor games. HCE will sponsor hot chocolate and cookies. And youth can visit Santa, and they will each leave with a free gift, a mug filled with goodies. So it'd be a great time. Bring the family, spend the whole day in McLeansboro taking in all of the activities we have to offer. Get ready for a feast like the Grinch at our Merry Christmas dinner. The Hamilton County Fair Board is holding a holiday cheer and mischief good time at the fairgrounds. Come join us at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds on December 13th at 5 p.m. for a festive evening filled with delicious food, fun activities, and holiday cheer. Don't forget to wear your most festive attire and get into the holiday spirit. Bring your family and friends along to celebrate the season together. It's going to be a night to remember. Cindy Lou Who's Cocoa Bar will be set up and ready to serve you with all the sweet toppings your heart desires. Marshmallows, candy canes, whipped cream, and more. Oh Snap will be set up at dinner so you can have a picture taken with the Grinch. We're excited to welcome Sammy's Cheesecakes, Gabby's Great Bakes, and Maggie's Kitchen, your one stop for sweet treats. Go to Hamilton County, Illinois Fair Facebook page for the link to sign up. If you do sign up online, there is a fee, but it's children 10 and under with the fee will be $12.51 and adults will be $7.85 because there is a fee to do that. If you pay cash, it will be $10 and $15 for those. So come on out. Be a great time in the newly heated floral hall at the fairgrounds. Hamilton County HCE continues to sponsor their homesteading workshop. HCE will sponsor the next one will be on December 11th, and it will be sourdough bread. We already have 9 people signed up for that. The Ag in the Classroom coordinator, Lucille, will be teaching that lesson. And if you would like to come, there will be a $5 charge because you will leave with your starter kit for the sourdough bread. So if you want to learn about sourdough and all that it has to offer, come on out and attend that workshop. Recently, Hamilton County 4-H held a achievement night, and some of the members were recognized for some of the things that they had won for. And each week, I continue to read those. The Outstanding Secretary's Book went to Harper Schumacher of the Barbed Wire Gang. The Outstanding Treasurer's Book went to Leah Bowling of Pioneer Country Kids. Illini Summer Academies Award, this is a scholarship to help attend that, went to Shiloh Willis, Aiden Hood, and Emma Hood. Junior Leadership Conference Award went to Lainey Davis. The Livestock Conference Award went to Blue Barrel and Natalie Lemke. And Citizenship Washington Focus Trip, which will be a trip to Washington, D.C. in July, went to Shiloh Willis with an alternate, Aiden Hood or Emma Hood, if Shiloh cannot know. The Emerald Cultural Award went to Barbed Wire Gang, Funny Farmers, and Piopolis Busy Bees. And winners of the Pork Chop Dinner ticket sales, that goes to kids who sell the most. The first place with 35 tickets went to Bluefin and Gus Barrow. Second place went to Blakely Siebler. And third place went to Natalie Lemke. And then kids were awarded for selling mums. First place, who sold 51 mums, went to Rayleigh Camden. Second to Warren Bishop, who sold 39. And third to Jackson Miller, who sold 30. These fundraisers would not be possible without the help of the youth. This is Paula Hathaway for 4-H Extension, other community news.